the sunrise. It's you in my cup.
We're hearing the Buffalo Bills singing It's You from The Music Man by Meredith Willson. Mark Babinus tells us before The Music Man, there had never been a barbershop quartet on Broadway except in the days of vaudeville, which, of course, is not the same thing. Meredith Willson knew the difference between real barbershop singing and simply throwing four singers together. He also knew in those vaudeville days a good barbershop quartet always stopped the show with regularity. With Music Man being set in 1912, prime time for barbershop quartets, and Meredith himself having sung in barbershop quartets, it was logical, if only to Meredith at the time, to add another dose of pure Americana with a barbershop quartet to the show, yet another first for the Music Man. The Buffalo Bills were a barbershop quartet formed in Buffalo, New York in 1947. They had gained the attention of Meredith and countless others when they won the 1950 Barbershop Harmony Society International Championship. They were contacted and soon contracted, the first to sign on to the Music Man cast.
In my cup, it's you all the way into town.
Further, Nicholas Fetkew observes that barbershoppers love this show's flattering portrayal of the barbershop spirit. Four bickering school board members who become inseparable singing comrades once the Music Man shows them how to ring one perfect chord.
It's you on my pillow in all of my dreams.
Harmony is at the center of their name, and they celebrate a cappella singing, the ringing chords, and the community they create within the group and among those who hear them, even the flame of love around Valentine's Day.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore.
Oh, baby,
I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and oh, I never did need you before.
I said,
hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart.
I said,
sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part, so hello, Mary Lou,
goodbye, heart, goodbye, heart.
Saw your lips, I heard your voice, believe me, I just had no choice, while horses couldn't make me stay away. Thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, that's all I need to see for me to stay.
The Wyoming Valley Harmony Chorus has been making music for decades, and one of their quartets stopped in at the WBIA Benko studio to talk with us about why it means so much to them to sing for us. And we introduce, right now, Marian Holohan, tenor, marketing coordinator for the group. We have Jason Kuzmak, lead. It's Tom Roberts, bass, and Lou Volpetti, baritone. Tom Roberts began with some history.
The whole Barbershop Harmony Society actually didn't, it started in 1938, and it was a group of guys that were bankers and things that got together in Omaha on a rooftop and decided that they were going to have a group of people who wanted to sing barbershop quartet style, because it had faded away with the advent of radio and the phonograph. People weren't singing. They weren't around the piano anymore singing. They were listening instead of being participants. So their whole thing was to try to get an opportunity for us to get out there and sing, because we really enjoy singing. And it carried on, and it was quartets up until the 50s, and then it became choruses and quartets. Wilkes-Barre formed in 1952, and it was a group of men who were really pillars in the society, names that you'd recognize, Trethewey, Wasserott, a number of different high-profile people. and they started it. They used the Shawnee Men's Choir, the Plymouth Shawnee Men's Choir, as the basis of what started because, well, you know, in Plymouth there were a lot of Welsh people, and Welsh people love to sing, and I'm Welsh. And so that was really the basis of it, and it just grew, and it grew. It was a time when there were 40,000 members of the society across the United States. That's dropped down quite a bit, as many other organizations that are volunteer organizations have found, and especially COVID was pretty difficult for us. Our chapter had been as high as 65 members that we would have. We have one contest, and we had 55 members on stage singing. It's dwindled quite a bit, and we really had to almost reconstitute after COVID because we went 3 years without a show, without anything. A lot of other organizations. But we're very fortunate that we've been able to bounce back, and we now typically have somewhere between 15 and 20 people at rehearsal. The age of our chorus has dropped significantly. It used to be the average age was probably in the high 60s. It's now probably in the high 40s, but it's only because there are so many young people that have come into us. We've been very fortunate that we rehearse right now at Wyoming Valley West High School, and our director is Justin Davis, and he's the music educator there. So he's brought in some students, and a lot of times they're juniors or they're seniors, and then they go off to college, and we lose them. But there are three or four that have come back or that stayed local, went to schools locally, and still come and still are around.
Well, what happened in terms of bringing women into the mix?
In 2018, the society itself decided that really changed. Part of the theme was everyone in harmony. So instead of being, you know, male only, it opened up to everybody. There are choruses that have determined that they're going to stay as an all-male chorus. And, you know, they don't have any women in them, but they may have an auxiliary of a woman's chorus. So they may have a woman's chorus and a men's chorus and a mixed. We have a mixed chorus. So we have men and women in the chorus. And it's been really a blessing, you know, having women there and adding their voices and adding to the strength and the numbers.
Marion, were you just waiting for the go-ahead?
Well, I will say I wasn't looking for Barbershop, the male group. I didn't even know that they were open to women until I read a piece in the paper. However, what I was looking for, I've been a singer all of my life, but mostly choral music, sacred music. And although I keep my hands in that style of music as well, I was looking for a challenge. And certainly Barbershop is a challenge, first of all, because it is a cappella. You don't have a piano to keep you on key. And so what I was doing, I lived in Tunkhannock at the time. I was searching for a different group. And I was looking for the female counterpart to the Barbershop Society was the Sweet Adelines. And there was a Sweet Adelines group in, I believe it was Elmira at the time. And from Tunkhannock, pretty much anywhere is about an hour drive. So Elmira was just a little bit more than an hour from me. So I called the person that was in charge of that group, and I was planning on going to their first rehearsal of the season. And this is in 2018. And unfortunately, they had to call me back, I don't know, within the week that I called them and said they were not solvent anymore. They had to fold. So I knew someone also whose father was a barbershopper, and so she and he read the paper that they were inviting women with their new theme of everyone in harmony. And so that's when I joined the group in 2018, and I was so happy to be able to do it.
And Jason, you must have been a singer all along, but how about you and Barbershop?
Yeah, I was a singer all along, but actually Barbershop is the first instance of me being in an organized singing group. So I'm self-taught up to that point, I would say 5 years ago, where I joined the Bloomsburg chapter. And I just sing habitually, singing and whistling all the time, you know, to the annoyance of people around me sometimes. But that was how that started, is somebody heard me singing and said, oh, you're a singer. we've got this barbershop chapter nearby. Would you like to join? I said, sure, absolutely. And I've been with them for the last 2 years, I think.
It seems to me like he's been here forever. He is our lead of the quartet that we have formed, and Tom is our bass. Lou is our baritone. We always kind of make fun of the baritones.
Ah. And but also, Evan Cedar is not here, and he's our usual baritone member for our quartet.
But he's making pizza today.
You're pinch hitting very well, Lou.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Tom, how many years for you?
55 years. I came in first in 1969, but I couldn't, well, I was in 1968, but I was 15, and I couldn't join until I was 16. And my uncle was a member. My uncle was a member, and that's how I ended up joining. And I've been enjoying it ever since. I was in the Navy for 6 years, and during that time, I was in a chapter in the Philadelphia area, the Cherry Hill chapter, and I was in Jacksonville. I sang with a chapter there. There are chapters all over, which is wonderful, is that you can go and you're welcome. And there are certain basic songs that everybody knows. So, you know, you go there and you're able to hit the ground running.
And Lou, you're not far behind Tom. How many years for you, Lou?
42 years, I think I have, as a member.
Always barbershop?
Well, for the 42 years I've been singing, but before that I just played the accordion as a kid, and I really didn't do much with my music. I'm like Mel Tillis. I stutter a little bit every now and then. I don't know why, but I could sing with...
No stuttering.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for helping me. I also sing in two quartets and two chapters, so I do a lot of singing.
We understand that there is something magical about the way four singers are singing. Each of you have your parts and so forth. But then you get to those magic moments when... Describe that note. What happens?
It's called the ring.
Ring a chord.
You hit the chord, and it just rings, and there's an overtone, and it's like there's only four people singing, but it sounds like six.
It can't even be described until you hear it. It's so, so beautiful.
And it's really good if you're in just the right room where you hit that resonating frequency of the entire room and you get the reverberation off the walls. It's great.
Is it addictive in a way?
Oh, absolutely.
I would say so. I think I always liked barbershop in particular because it was written with musical chords in mind. So if you are into that harmony sound, it's not just basic harmonies. It's how can we fit this minor seventh in this spot here, and how do we hold that note out to make it really pop, and et cetera, et cetera. It's built around the four parts, so.
And one of the unique things is that unlike most soprano, alto, tenor, bass, the tenor, which is Marion, sings a harmony above the melody. The lead sings the melody line, and so the tenor is above it, singing harmony. Normally, the melody is on the highest voice, is where the melody is, and everybody's doing that. So my job is to keep the beat. I'm like the drum. And to keep the low side of it. Marion is the high side. Jason's the right note. And what we call the baritone gets to be the garbage man. He gets whatever notes are left that make that, but he's the one that makes a barbershop. If it weren't for him, it wouldn't be barbershop.
Could we fairly say that baritone is the hardest part?
Yeah.
I
think it's
say
the most
so.
Unusually
Absolutely.
Written. Yeah.
Yes.
Pardon the pun, but does that ring true, Lou?
I'm going to get an increase in pay, I think.
He's used to being picked on, not complimented.
Let's say we're going to hear either before or after or both Mary Lou. Now, we know people often have a stereotype in their minds, perhaps, about watching the old movies and Light a Rose and You Did Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly. What about the repertory now? It's much wider, is it, than it used to be, Tom?
Oh, yeah. But right now, I'll go down a list of songs. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, which is from
The Lion,
Lion King. And it's going to be in our show this year, which is Disney-themed song. And that's going to be June 29th at the Kirby Center Performing Arts at Wyoming Seminary. Country Roads, In the Still of the Night, Seven Bridges Road, Sweet Caroline, Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Longest Time, Under the Boardwalk, What a Wonderful World, When I'm 64, You've Got a Friend in Me. So, I mean, it's all over the place. It's all over the place.
Up until today, the songs of today, you can search a song and say barbershop after it, and they will likely have a barbershop arrangement of current music.
And who is doing that? Who's out there doing that? The association itself?
Yeah, the society itself. And I mean, there's really like a whole class of arrangers who are out there that they just love doing this. And a lot of them are in quartets. So they're arranging for their quartet the song to sing, but then they spread it out to everybody. And we have learning tracks. So for the songs that we're going to be doing for our show, we have part predominant learning track. So I have a track that's the all four parts, but the bass part is in the left ear. So I can be in the car and put it so I can just hear my part and work on getting it. So it's really not that hard to learn it. It makes it a lot easier to learn. It's a lot of really good tools we have.
And we welcome any member who would love to sing four-part harmony.
And you have a wonderful music director. We talked with him, Marion, last time,
yeah.
And he did seem to indicate, as you suggested, Tom, bringing in young singers. And the idea I got from Justin was that you all will go anywhere, under any circumstance, when you are free, like coming at the drop of a hat to be with us here to sing. You'll go to a coffee shop just to have a chance to sing for people and not just recruit them for the quartets, but just to make people smile, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could add that because we get gigs in the middle of the day, sort of like this one, in the middle of the workday, I take a lot of spontaneous vacation.
You mentioned, Tom, your annual show. That's built in. Tell us something a little bit about the rhythm of the year for you in terms of what you all do in terms of performances.
Well, one of the reasons that we're here today is because we do Singing Valentines. And it is one of the biggest fundraisers that we have. And our treasury is not very big, especially after COVID. And what we try to do is encourage youth. Youth in Harmony is a big thing for us. So we support different areas. We've contributed to bus loads of kids going to camps in New Jersey that are Harmony camps. And I think 3 years that we've done that we've helped support that. So that, you know, that we try to do as much outreach as we can into the community that way. A lot of what we do is in senior citizens, in senior living spaces too, because that's a wonderful, wonderful audience for us, because especially when we sing some of the old songs, I mean, they know it. There's nothing more heartwarming than at Christmas time going and singing at a nursing home where some of these people are sitting and they may not have said anything all year, and all of a sudden they're sitting there mouthing the words.
And actually singing. We have discovered some wonderful singers in skilled nursing facilities and the places that we've sung. So Christmas time, we're very, very busy. And throughout the year, we've gone to country clubs. We celebrate people's retirements. Birthdays are
big. Bloomsburg Fair.
And the Fine Arts Fiesta. So we're very busy throughout the year, but of course Christmas is big, and Valentine's Day is another big.
And we do have an annual Christmas concert, and it was at Holy Family in Luzerne. And there's nothing like singing four-part harmony a cappella in a church where you are in an acoustics and you don't even need a microphone in most of them. It just overpowers it, and they just have to turn the gain down. So it's just unbelievable, the enjoyment that we have. But an awful lot of the enjoyment, too, is the individual pleasures that we get out of it. Tonight, we're going to have a quartet rehearsal, and it's going to be late because we have to wait for our baritone to get off work. It's going to be at 8:30. But we enjoy sitting and going through the numbers. We're learning a couple of new numbers and working on those, but then going back and singing the other numbers. Just the pleasure of standing there with three other people and singing, even without an audience, it's wonderful.
And sounding good.
Yeah.
It's just, it gives me chills, even just our rehearsals sometimes.
I think one of my favorite things is when we're just out somewhere and we decide to sing a song,
mm-hmm.
because people aren't really expecting us to be particularly good, but then you see their faces light up once we start singing, and we're all on pitch and we ring some chords, and you can see the impression that we've made, and it's very powerful.
sometimes the most difficult thing is on Valentine's Day, and especially if it's somebody who it's their first time going out singing Valentine's, is that you have to be careful when you're singing to somebody because they get very emotional. And when you're the only one, I'm the only one singing the bass part, if I start to tear up, or I start the.
You don't it, have anybody.
All of
else
a sudden,
to rely
it's a three part. It's three parts, and you have to get yourself back in. So I find myself sometimes staring over their head instead of looking at their eyes, and because it is you're. But singing individually to a person on Valentine's Day is, I think, my favorite. It's my favorite thing to do in barbershop, is when we go out and do that. The best part of it is when it's like in an office and it's a surprise. So you're going to a place somebody is working. And their boyfriend or husband, or sometimes their wife. You know, we've had that where we sang for a man at the garage in Wilkes-Barre before the trucks went out to collect garbage at 7 o'clock in the morning. We were there singing for a guy, and you would think he was embarrassed, but he wasn't. I mean, it was really fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, how does it work, Marianne? Tell us.
Well, we have a phone number, and we do also have an email. That's sv@singwb.com. And I am the one that answers the phone, and I take a reservation.
And if nobody answers, they should leave a message.
Do you have suggestions for us for Valentine's Day? Can we pick something out of the air? How do you determine that?
We know a couple of songs that we consider to be our Valentine's Day songs, our Valentine's Day playlist, if you want. So that's what we stick to. And anyone is welcome to request something. Do we know it? Not necessarily, but
we'll try.
Yeah.
Yes, if we know it, we will sing it.
Do you have something else in you now that you've talked all talked out?
I think that we should do Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Okay. I think so, too.
Which is normally the first song that we do.
No, let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart.
Quartet from the Wyoming Valley Barbershop Harmony Chorus. And they joined us here at the WVIA Benko studio to talk with us about why it means so much to sing barbershop. And we met Tom Roberts, who is the bass, Lou Volpetti, the baritone. We met Jason Kuzmak, the lead, and Marianne Holohan, who is the marketing coordinator and tenor with this particular ensemble. They rehearse Monday nights at 7 at the Wyoming Valley West High School Chorus Room, and that's on the west side across from Wilkes-Barre. And if you'd like to join them, they'd love to have you. If you'd like to explore the possibility of a singing Valentine, all the details are on their website. And you may even look ahead to June, when they will be performing their annual special. And this time the theme is Disney Classics. And that's on June 29th at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts on the campus of Wyoming Seminary in Kingston. For more information, on their website, singwb.com. Singwb.com.
Hello, Mary Lou. I'm in love with you, yes. Hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, home.
Right from the start, I said hello, Mary Lou.
A quartet from the Wyoming Valley Barbershop Harmony Chorus, singwb.com, singwb.com.